Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the mercy, all night Sunday Central. Follow me now, we say, say hi, take it, you're rolling hip-hop. Say Jay Rose, it's a rolling hip-hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip-hop. Say Black Dog, come to Rocket Shot.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. You're holding out the half of it, forecasting aftermath of it. Projectile and I'm blasting with accurate assassin shit. Me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top your master this. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather it. Connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents, all the heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence, we're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket, all can't believe that. From where they send the crew at to where the police react. Tell them quality, equality, just tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and cash we trust. Cause it's ghetto fabulous life, look pretty, what a pity. Blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think you're full, it's bulletproof like Sade. Now acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituaries. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type, who'd have thought they was fronting. Talking loud like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day, yo, it's like
1, 2, 3, most every time in quality. We came to rock it on to the system, best alliance in hip-hop, bio.
Keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax, we're taking it back, Red Hook where we're living at. Philly got me struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what is we discussing. When the cock crows, my crop grows, enable me to rock flows. Striving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nosed colossal. True original, we were apostle. Standing on a rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo.
You think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a clique, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history of fitting. The epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty. You gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats that hear them flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto. 360 milliliters for all the believers and miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheetahs. A cycle who complete us as we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us from a reader.
Line to line.
Good Jesus. Close step and quality just make a pussy freeze up, think it over, eat up.
1, 2, 3, most happens is our live quality. We came to rock it on to the good time, best alliance in hip-hop, quiet on. I said 1, 2, 3, it's kind of dangerous to be an MC. This John Tupac and Biggie, hold your head when the beat drop, quiet on.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vines and Sugar Dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from Fish and Chandy, Vez and E7, showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte Digger, let's get forward this birth as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over Brown, levitating Jiki and Dashiki's the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck Strut, breathing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swat, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the deep, what? Sensations at the Monte Carlo screaming. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts at the season. Sartellas, two players for swerving no corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's angels on us. No smiling, we're sliding. That gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night. better take it light. You jive, jive, you're El Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for Roy Ayers, sip the fountain blue. House of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki vibes and sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki vibes and sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Fallen sparrows heard the seas, a black Caesar that convinced her silky days, satin nights, taking flight, Dino going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady star face, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
nine. And we hailing from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fontini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my functions. We merchandising, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the Lord will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sippin' on my red duh. The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on my red duh. We float the tri-state draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red duh? We start the Harlem River quiver, dig it sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as junk. We exit the place with grace, drizzly armor rather than bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah,
of this.
This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki pops and sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki pops and sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what?
Don't give me your swing, I got mines and that's the thing. Blase, 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 who named Bell?
Don't give me your swing, I got mine and that's the thing. Blase, 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 who named Bell?
Yes, I don't hate players, I'm from the crown rhyme sayers. Whatever kids sayers, get down with no delay. I play my card shark style, Kane and Aces. Welcome to New York, the Ellis for four places.
Just a poetry jam. I don't got friends, I got fam. Young poetry jam. I don't got friends, I got fam. Young nigga from the motherland. The brightness that come from the man. This just a poetry jam. I don't got friends, I got fam. Young nigga from the motherland. The brightness that come from the man.
Hey, how you doing? I can't hear nothing, brother. Can you hear? Can't hear y'all at all, man. Testing 1, 2. Well, if you can hear me, I'm going to go ahead and get into it. Here we go. FedEx, UPS, Amazon. I'm known to deliver at the top of the forum. Definitely U.S. mail. Definitely sent some lyrics via email. But I must give thought, and these thoughts are fought. When emails become evidentially we mail, now the whole world knows your business. Everybody you know is a witness. $2.50 blow for some future swallowing snitches. It is war when you deliver the word. First caller deliberately heard. Shot across the bow tends to soothe the crowd. Deep dive into the complexity of verbs. I want to drink my wine in peace. I don't want to write. I don't want to write. I do not want to write about another senseless killing. I prefer a cornucopia type of table setting, God willing. The blood spilling along racial divides is not poetry. Though some may use this forum that you know is key to inform a blind society. It's not whining if people are dying. Just don't give unproven facts to me. And accusing and assuming a descriptive documentary feels cold to me. If what's not real is told to me, my shoulders feel tense with this immense amount of yellow tape. Life is very real and I'm not here looking for escape. Searching for my soul while life unfolds, I can't stagnate into a mold. Or start projecting how cold I can be. Rejecting impressions of perceptions about me. Round 3. This hurting is getting old. Another story is being told. Lord knows it has its place in every concrete heated landscape. This meal is served from a conscience plate. In every corner of the globe, a life has been taken. People are raped and every man, woman, and child's poor heart is breaking. Am I compelled to tell of such horrors? Shall I write about death today and flowers tomorrow? Uplifting is the poet. Shifting is the poet. We sift through the grime and splitting is the poet's mind. Venting is the poet's crime. We speak in time. I speak in mind. I speak in rhythm. Are you speaking with them? Are you speaking wisdom? Are you planting conscious seeds in hers and his domes? Wisdom is when you lived in fears. We fought for years and we bought no gear. Armed only in the consciousness of our atmosphere. I think sometimes, why are we here? Why do we care? Why do we not? Ponder more than ourselves. Will there ever be a time for a poet to shine without having to write about horrific crimes? I wonder if I just move unsteadily or confusedly, if I make a mistake through stupidity, ignorance, or carelessness. Compared to this, there's no material this time. Well, it's that time again. It may sound like I'm whining when I'm trying, my friend, to get this point across. This may be your albatross. As close as that cross is around your neck, a protected hex with unprotected sex. Meanwhile, ooh, child, you flinch on reflex. Got to second guess who you are. Now on top of that forest fire, one of his main desires are about to be removed. With love, he's already proved. You know damn well he's going to act a fool. You've been schooled by his rules. His spouse, his house. Nothing is yours until you're on all fours. Unless you want to wear shades outdoors. At night after fights because you exercise your right to say no. But there is no no until he says so. More blows to your soul. Then you begin to question spiritual lessons. You're still blessed yet feeling less because he didn't get them. You hold on to faith. You're awakened with a heart that's breaking. Cancer is taking another hold on you. This fool is trying to deny chemo from you. You can't take a woman without her due. Still, haven't mentioned, you're going to have your breast removed. Can love be proved? I can see you crying in dawn's early light. Night cries with the knowledge of cancer's plight. How do you fight? How can you fight? Pondering options to end your life. Double-edged wife. A husband with a knife wants to cut into you. Doctor with a scalpel wants to cut out of you. Praying at the chapel for the end of life's gavel, the shit woman have to grapple and wrestle with. Even more horror with the addition of kids than the insane commercialization of their bodies for big biz. It's going to take more than October poems to understand the full brunt of this. Sobering words, yet so much unheard. Forgive me, because like plenty, I've thought she got what she deserved. Now that's absurd thinking. And while we're drinking over mixed conversation, think about those many relations, some very close to home. Woman, you're not alone. It's my piece. Hope you heard me. Thank you.
Peace, Joe. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. And you, how you doing?
Good, good. Sorry about that. Blog Talk got some technical difficulties. I want to hopefully Keith can come back on because I really want to have you run that piece back because I think in the intro in the beginning, Blog Talk cut him bringing you on, and then when you started, yeah, and then when you started, we heard you, and then it faded out, and then we heard you, and then it faded out again. Keith, can you hear me?
Okay.
Hopefully you can hear me because I would love to have you run that back because I heard bits and pieces, but I think we all need to hear the fullness of that piece. Can you hear me, Keith? He can't hear me. You know what? I'm going to have you run that piece back because I think, you know, it's not doing you justice by us hearing only bits and pieces. We need to hear the fullness of that piece. So you mind running that back?
Oh, not at all. Not a problem.
All right, and I just want to say, you know what, thank y'all for coming out. This is the Renaissance Poetry Jam, hosted by your main host, Keith Eric. I am your event page hostess, Kimbrella Renee. It's a pleasure to have you all. Thank you for bearing with us through the technical difficulties. Sometimes Blog Talks acts up, but it ain't going to stop no show over here. You know how we do it. We're going to jam on like a real family block party, so get ready to spit your best shit. You know how we do it every week. We're going to let our brother Joe, the verbal mind dancer, get ready to run that piece back so we can get the full gist of it. And Joe, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yo, yo, yo. Can y'all hear me?
You there, Keith? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know what happened. My microphone was just, it's connected to the computer and it wasn't, you couldn't hear nothing. So I had to call into the show in my headphones and try to do it that way. So I'm back in here, man. I hate that it happened this way, but you know, Blog Talk ain't going to stop the show. I'm going to let you do your
thing
one more time so we can respond properly to you, Joe. You know what I'm saying? So sorry about that. We're going to get it cracking. So I'm going to give you the mic. The mic is yours. Joe, you there?
I'm here. You there, Keith?
Yeah, I don't see Joe. Yeah, I'm here. I guess I'm here, Joe. I thought he was about to run it back real quick.
Yeah, he was. And then when you came on, I didn't hear him anymore.
Okay, his mic is still open.
Try to like.
His mic's still open. All right, we just have to come back to him. So we're going to go to the next caller. Maybe we come back to Joe and give you some love on your piece, man. We got, is that you, Joe?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, yeah. Say, man, look, the show can't start right without us hearing you do your piece one more time and responding to it properly, man. You know what I'm saying? So we need you to run it back one more again. We're going to just restart the show. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And we're going to let you do your thing, problem. Man.
No problem.
I appreciate you, man. All right. Well, I'm talking for the dude. Hey, they ain't finna come in here and ruin everything. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Come over
so,
here messing up.
I'm going to let you do your thing, bro. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. FedEx, UPS, Amazon. I'm known to deliver at the top of the forum. Definitely U.S. mail. Definitely sent some lyrics via email. But I must give thought, and these thoughts are fought. When emails become evidentially we mail. Now the whole world knows your business. Everybody you know is a witness. $2.50 blow for some future swallowing snitches. It is war when you deliver the word. First caller deliberately heard. A shot across the bow tends to soothe the crowd. Deep dive into the complexity of verbs. I want to drink my wine in peace. I don't want to write. I don't want to write. I do not want to write about another sister's killing. I prefer a cornucopia type of table setting, God willing. The blood spilling along racial divides is not poetry. Though some may use this form that you know it's key to inform a blind society. It's not whining if people are dying. Just don't give unproven facts to me. And accusing and assuming a descriptive documentary feels cold to me. If what's not real is told to me. My shoulders feel tense with this immense amount of yellow tape. Life is very real, and I'm not here looking for escape. I'm searching for my soul while life unfolds. I can't stagnate into a mold or start projecting how cold I can be. Rejecting impressions of perceptions about me. Round three, this hurting is getting old. Another story is being told. Lord knows it has its place in every concrete heated landscape. This meal is served from a conscience plate. In every corner of the globe, a life has been taken. People are raped, and every man, woman, and child's poor heart is breaking. Am I compelled to tell of such horrors? Shall I write about death today and flowers tomorrow? Uplifting is the poet. Shifting is the poet. We sift through the grime. Splitting is the poet's mind. And venting is the poet's crime. We speak in time. I speak in mind. I speak in rhyme. Are you speaking with them? Are you speaking wisdom? Are you planted conscious seeds in hers and his domes? Wisdom is where you lived in fears. We fought for years and we brought no gear. Armed only in the consciousness of our atmosphere. I think sometimes, why are we here? Why do we care? Why do we not ponder more than ourselves? Will there ever be a time for a poet to shine without having to write about horrific crimes? I wonder if I just move unsteadily or confusedly, if I make a mistake through to stupidity, ignorance, or carelessness compared to this, there's no material this time.
Well, it's that time again. It may sound like I'm whining when I'm trying, my friend, to get this point across. This may be your albatross. As close as that cross is around your neck, a projected hex with unprotected sex. Meanwhile, ooh, child, you flinch on reflex. Gotta second guess who you are. Now on top of this forest fire, one of his main desires are about to be removed. With love, he's already proved. You know damn well he's going to act fool. You've been schooled by his rules. His spouse, his house. Nothing is yours until you're on all fours, unless you want to wear shades outdoors. At night, after fights, because you exercise your right to say no. But there is no no unless he says so. More blows to your soul. Then you begin to question spiritual lessons. You're still blessed yet feeling less because he didn't get them. You hold on to faith, yet awaken with a heart that's breaking. Cancer is taking another hold on you. This fool is trying to deny chemo for you. Take a woman without her due. You still haven't mentioned you're going to have your breast removed. Can love be proved? I can see you crying in dawn's early light. Night cries with the knowledge of cancer's plight. How do you fight? How can you fight? Pondering options to end your life. Double-edged wife. A husband with a knife wants to cut into you. Doctor with a scalpel wants to cut out of you. Praying at the chapel for the end of life's gavel. The shit women have to grapple and wrestle with. Even more hard with the addition of kids. Then the insane commercialization of their bodies for big biz. It's going to take more than October poems to understand the full brunt of this. Sobering words, yet so much unheard. Forgive me, because like plenty, I thought she got what she deserved. No, that's absurd thinking. And while we're drinking over mixed conversations, think about those many relations, some very close to home. Women, you're not alone. It's my piece. Thank you.
Man, look here. Now, that's why we had to hear that again, because that's how you start the damn show, Joe. Man, talking about going in this whole piece, you know, it's war when you deliver the word. You say you want to drink your wine in peace. Blood spilling along racial divides is not poetry. It's cold to me if what is not real is told to me. You know I dig that. I love that kind of flow. Rejecting perceptions about me. This meal is served from a conscious plate. There's just so many different lines in here. So I write about death today, flowers tomorrow. You know, I love the way that you were flowing in this particular part. You're talking about venting as the poet's crime. I speak in time. And then you were like, you know, are you speaking with them? Are you speaking with them? Like, I love the wordplay. But I'm going to need you to give me back when you were talking about cancer there. And you said, I can see you crying in dawn's early light. Like, if you could give me that stanza back right there.
Okay, give me a second. Okay. Cancer is taking another hold on you. This fool is trying to deny chemo from you. He can't take a woman without her due. Still haven't mentioned you're going to have your breast removed. Can love be proved? I can see you crying in dawn's early light. Night cries with the knowledge of cancer's plight. How do you fight? How can you fight? Pondering options to end your life.
Bro, that's tough right there. It hits home in so many ways, man. Your ability to write this type of poetry and deliver it with that type of emphatic flow is this what separates you, man. I always appreciate hearing your voice, man. You definitely did your thing on this piece, bro.
I appreciate it, my brother. Thank you for having me, man.
Man, I appreciate your patience, man, and redoing your piece for me.
It was an honor and a pleasure, man, you know.
Already. Man, I hope that you continue to listen to the show and continue to enjoy, man, and, you know, keep rocking with us.
Oh, most definitely, man. Definitely looking forward to hearing the rest of the poets come up here, man, you know. Love it.
Indeed, indeed. That's Joe the Verbal doing this thing, y'all, starting the show off right. Really appreciate you, man. So I'm going to go into the spiel that y'all didn't hear. Let me just go and give you the rundown. Once again, this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, Renaissance Poetry Jam. This is how we get down. Look, I'm going to give you a little bit of what I was saying that nobody heard. Just giving you a recap, if you're new here, how we do it. If you come through this show, we have one rule, and that's for you to spit your best shit. And when we're talking about best shit, we're not talking about all that, we're going to try to impress you type stuff. We're talking about the best shit to you, and you just heard it. Joe spit his best shit emphatically. That's what he wanted to spit today. That's the energy he came with. I want you to do the same thing. Whatever it is on your heart that you want to spit just like that, with that kind of energy, that's your best shit. Please bring it to the show. And with that being said, now I'm going to go to the next call. We got 213 in the building.
Yo, my brother, it's been a long time, man. Renaissance, but man, I appreciate you, brother. This is
already, man. Let everybody know who we got on the mic.
Man, this is Sincere, the half-breed Afro-Hispanic Caribbean from Los Angeles. Go-go, brother. Sincere.
Already. Yeah, it's been a long time, man. You all right, man?
Man, you know, I was going through family crisis, you know, just checking myself. I had to pull back, and I had to finish my book.
Already.
Congratulations,
man.
Man, thank you so much.
Yeah, what's the name of your book?
It's Poetry for the Love of Her Soul, Volume 2, is on Lulu Publishing.
I bet, bet. Make sure you put a link on the event page, bro.
Oh, I sure will. And shout out to the first poet. His flow was magnificent.
You know, Joe, hey, Joe comes through and started off right, man. Yeah, every time. Already? All right, so I know you came with your own stuff. I know you got something for me. It's been a minute, so I'm looking forward to see what you got. So I'm going to let you do your thing. We'll press mute. Mic is yours.
American, I can. Crossing my fingers that we have a great change of heart from the flooding all migrates coming on their vision, offering nothing but international trading, registered bills of human body trafficking. American, I can, has failed me. No longer a nation founded by the quota of colonization, offering conclusion based on what she has done for her firstborn, which was nothing. Boring for you to read and reclassify as a national, it appears being under the corporation banner has begun murder, she wrote. American, I can. Police and agency of racist cars, blackjack banging, the drumming, game planned on our emotional list of power, empire raids of being acclaimed and Uncle Mike to Auntie. She man made warriors who are pro-historical fiction and funk-based 360 liters of CO2. Tell me, why are they still spraying us? Why we got to take a virus that's killing millions and yet it's been classified as poison? Easy to chemicals being sprayed, swine flu to e-books of Ebola. Tell me why I have to pay for a virus antibiotics. I could take a 1099 OID and pay all my debts on my birth certificate, straw man bond. Ask me how American I can be. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
You ain't missed the beat, bro. You came in with the same type of stuff, man. You ain't missed the beat. I like the line, tell me why they're still spraying us, why we got to still take a virus, still classified as poison. Man, that right there is enough. That's enough said right there, brother.
Man,
good to have you back
there
on the show, man. Hopefully you could, yeah. That's real. That's real talk.
I will be back. I'm glad that you have this platform for Don Harold, thank you so much for you and your host, your team. I'm honored and humbled, so thank you so much.
Hey, man, we appreciate you coming back through. Hopefully you make it back to the next show. And, you know, remember to post that stuff that you got on the event page, all the things you got going on, the link to your book, all that good stuff, man. And like I said, keep rocking with us the rest of the show.
I sure will. One love.
Already. One mic. A man sincere doing his thing. He had a little hiatus. He came back, could do what he do. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 609 in the building.
What's going on there, Keith? Hey, Cambrella.
What's happening, man? They tried to get me.
Is they? It looked like they're doing a pretty good job of it. Man, I started to put my hand down.
They tried to get me, man. We back. Hey, appreciate you being patient, man, sticking around.
You already know, man. So I'm like, I got some food down there because you know I'm my fat man as usual. So I'm going to spit this and then run downstairs and come back up with a plate of food and listen to the rest of the program.
I ain't even mad at you, man. I appreciate that. I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute.
All right. Appreciate you, King. This piece is called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have... This ish has me heated behind the boiling point. The ancestral defensive retaliation, determination, and righteous indignation coursing through my veins, threatening to drive me insane over this present-day attempt of eradication of my beloved Nubian nation. Makes me truly... I'm going to put my spiritual beliefs on the shelf, hunt down and behead the demons attacking our future, the keepers of our generational wealth. I'm close to embracing the inner demons lurking semi-unbeknownst or forgotten by me and go completely, primally, savagely and ironically, satanically askew. The best of us. The future of this world is being kidnapped, violated, molested, enslaved, defiled, murdered, and worse. And the outcry, the rallying to their rescue is minuscule. We're accepting these atrocious attacks as if commonplace and nothing new. Where have all the flowers gone? Snatched away one by one, uncontested, and countless are the fissures of damage being done. Our children and their innocence being mutilated and destroyed, and an unforgivable loss to and shame on each of us, every single one of us, for even allowing this crippling dissension into dissection to have begun. Intellectual and medical advances, cures, past atrocities repaired, seeds of restoration for humanity removed. This is so much more destructive than we think. Killing our elevation and evolution midway or even before it can begin, cutting us off at the roots. Another ploy of the enemy to keep us down and crushed under his boots. Even more reprehensible is this. We have the ability to stop this future historical decimation, this ungodly eradication of future generations, especially when and how it's received, with acceptance and capitulation to such horrific abominations. How insidiously sad. The acquiescence and indifference now infecting and directing this lackadaisical nation. What in the blazes is wrong with me and you? How can we be placated by evil colored in bullshit masks as justification? Blatantly, yet unchallenged, we allow our demise, defeated by our own twisted, distracted, ineffectual retaliation. Like in the increasing numbers of children of color being snatched from the security and sanctity of youth and innocence. In no way near the top of the news, we aren't the most quote-unquote rate-making trend. This is an inhumane insult to every member of the human race. The evidence and facts of these abominations are right there, smack dab, graphically, fearlessly, there in your face. How in the fill in the blank did we accept and allow this to happen? Can't you see? This is all part of the plan to ensure the potential of the Nubian race be erased. Where have all the flowers gone? Depleted roots of a regal race. Due to their indifference and futile indignation, the future, the seeds of continuation have been snatched, genetically infected, and left vulnerable to attack from a flood of innocence contamination. The history of the once regal, royal, intellectually blessed Nubian race and unity and love is just that, history. For they have allowed themselves to be erased. And thank God for his presence and lordship governing me to stay the carnal, vengeful fury cascading through me, for allowing me to be still and see the light. It is not flesh and blood that we fight, but an evil darker than the darkest night, defeatable only by God's omnipotent might. Satan, get thee behind and take your taint from my sight. My confrontation with you must be handled with integrity and all that's good and right. For heaven's sake, now get thee behind. These flowers you cannot take. Step off before I come at you with a shovel and a hoe and my rake and make you happy to prematurely dive into the fiery lake. In Jesus' name I speak. The strength of victory where I'm weak. And by his power, you have met your defeat. And peace.
Yo, man, look, you know, we cool and everything, but I don't really appreciate how you come through with the James Evans belt on everybody like that, man. I don't really appreciate you just coming through spanking everybody ass like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. But Kim, we got our first James Evans belt award of the night. You came through smacking everybody. He said, shame on all of us. I feel ashamed now. Damn. Makes me truly. First of all, how you going to come in singing like that? And then you was taking your belt off while you were singing, wasn't you? You was taking your belt off while you were singing because you were swinging the shit out of it immediately. Makes me truly want to put my spiritual self on the shelf. Now, I need you to give me this line back because just the way you said it, I can't even get it together. You said, and go completely, what kind of askew? What kind of askew was that? Give me that. Give me that line back, bro.
Where are we? Okay. It says, makes me truly want to put my spiritual beliefs on the shelf, hunt down and behead the demons attacking our future and the keepers of our generational wealth. I'm close to embracing the inner demons lurking semi-unbeknownst or forgotten by me and go completely, primally, savagely and ironically, satanically askew. The best of us. Future of this world.
Come on, bro. I ain't ever heard of that kind of skew, bro. That's a serious skew right there, man. That's serious. I ain't ever heard of that kind of skew right there. I ain't ever heard of it. That's tough. But I'm saying, like, as you went in through the piece, man, I understood the point you was making. You were talking about, you know, the things being said, uncontested, is the damage being done, shame on all of us, killing our evolution, our elevation and our evolution. The snatching of our kids is never, you know, at the top of the news, as you pointed out. You know, and I like how you were trying to make sure you weren't using any cuss words. How in the fill in the blank, I see what you did there. But the piece, the way you delivered it, the energy you delivered it with, you got your point across, but it was entertaining, man. So I appreciate that, man. I thank you for coming through and sharing that piece tonight.
Man, it's my pleasure. I was just glad that this platform was here tonight.
Already, man. I'm glad we were here to provide a space for you to, you know, pull your belt on with everybody, because apparently you needed to whip some ass. So I'm glad we could provide a space so you could lift the arms up and tag that ass, you know. Already.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Hopefully you'll be able to listen to the rest of the show and enjoy the rest of the poems that are coming through tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, one love, one mic, and God bless you, King and Queen. Kimbrella.
All right. Well, man came through and did this thing. Matter of fact, let me bring it, because I know she came to your show. Let me go and bring in and let her holler at you real quick, because I know she came through, spent a little time with you.
Hey, my brother, how you doing?
What's going on? I'm doing lovely, Queen. How you doing? How's the hurricane these days?
I'm doing good. You know, I got the best seat in the house. I get to sit back here and listen to y'all come out and put the pictures up and, you know, listen to all the lines. So I love it. Man, what you did with that piece, I totally appreciate it. Where have all the flowers gone? The future of this world is being kidnapped. You talked about our children and innocence are being mutilated and destroyed and how we're being cut off at the roots. Like, you had so many lines in there, but you, this one right here, which is the truth of all truths, it is not flesh and blood we fight. It is evil darker than the darkest night. People got to understand, like, I know in this life we are attached to the vehicles we usually walk around, which is us, our flesh, you know, our body. But deeper than that is the spiritual essence of everything. And we got to learn how to attack and fight back in that way. Because as long as we try to tear down each other's bodies, that's just killing and destroying. Anybody can do that. It takes a special tapping in to be able to fight from the spirit. So I appreciate how you always convey that message, how you always let us know the power of God in all of your pieces. And just the, you know, just the conviction you have, definitely appreciate
that. I appreciate that, Queen. You know, we have to be our brother's keepers. And in doing so, that means we have to, you know, enlighten each other. To, you know, you can't have a brother go into a sword fight and give him a rubber band. You know, you have to arm him with what he needs for that battle.
That's,
you know,
right.
So this battle that we're fighting, it's not that man that gets pissed off because he cuts it on him. Causing him to do that, and there's a deeper reason for that being done. So we got to look beyond this physical shell, because this limits us, and we'll be blindsided and discombobulated and beat down if we can't continue. So we got to fight them with their own stuff.
That's right.
And God gives us all
that
we
need.
Good. And it starts with the chastising of ourselves sometimes.
Yep.
You need to wait.
I ain't going to let you get away, though. Like he said, you did pull out a lash and you pulled out a belt. So you definitely have earned our first official James Evans Award of the Night. I got a feeling we got a couple more coming through. Paul, you did that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
You know, tonight is going one of them nights, man. Y'all got to make sure you got a couple cases of mics back there, because I think you're going to need some more.
Yeah,
hey, we always do. We always just unbag a brand new mic. Look, I had to unbag one for myself before the show started. So apparently,
you know?
I got them on deck.
And then, Paul, while you warming that food up, you know, you put me a plate of food to the side. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, hook your girl up.
Get off my phone. Where the camera at? Because I'm down here in the kitchen right now.
Absolutely. Look at you. Go on, post a picture of your food on the event page so Kim can salivate, man. Go on and do that. But I appreciate you coming through, man. And I appreciate you sticking around.
That's my pleasure. One love, one mic.
All right. My man Paul doing his thing. I'm going to take, you know, put Kim Hungry Ass back on the event page, and we're going to go ahead and see what the next caller is. We got 213 in the building.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. 213, what's happening? Let everybody know who we got on the mic.
Hi, this is Candy Baby. How are you guys doing this evening?
And we are great. We're glad to get the show rocking and rolling, man. How you been?
I've been doing great. Can't complain. Well, I can, and I do to the right sources, the ones that can do things about my claim. I'm going to do my little poem and get on out of here, okay?
I appreciate you. I'm going to let you do what you came to do, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This is called Black Lines. There's a beauty in black canvases, an interconnectedness of art created in a symmetrical order, where fine lines curve bonds binded by trauma, unbounded by misconcepted interpretations that define love is black. Black like the backs of bucks who tuck pride between tails to live, to tell tall tales to descendants who are reminiscent of atrocities of a world of hypocrisy, working hard to emasculate the definitive meaning of what protecting a queen means. Protection being garnered in the form of callous, sunburned hands pricked by thorns meant to stab wounds in the spirit of her plays placed in a color's unforeseen beauty. It's black. Black like the rawest forms of Madagascar's vanilla beans strong enough to be sunned and sweated at the hands of supremacy who doesn't appreciate its natural beauty. Dried out after being overthrown and shipped to foreign lands, yet still produce sweet labor while loving past chains meant to stifle beauty. The most sought after being beaming this planet is black. Black like the manipulation put on the rarest forms of diamonds, a black diamond described as not rare but hard to find to whitewash its value. Black, strong, black love, black safe, the safety I feel in black arms, black bond, black chain, black influence, the influence black have on the world, black constraint, black fight, black boundless, black boundlessly beautiful love in black, no matter the restrictions, the world depicts the beauty in black. Black, the most beautiful canvas designed in a symmetrical lines to curve the binds bounded in brainwashed minds that have. Black is indefinitive of purpose valued in the grains of love. Black chains locked in love that no matter the binds reject the description depicted by voice meant to limit the vision of its beauty that lies in the symmetrical lines of black love, black lineage. Withheld so even black can't see the strength and the love of black. Candy Baby ending her piece. Thank you.
I'm just more and more impressed every time I hear you spit. You elevate and elevate every time. It is ridiculous. When you started this piece, and started to slow and then the speed up and all of that. But the first black light stanza, I need to hear that one more time because that was just cold blooded. Give me that one more time.
You said the black light?
The very first black light stanza, the first time you said black light, and then you just spazzed out on me. Give me that one back.
Black like the backs of bucks who tuck pride between tells to live, to tell tall tales to descendants who are reminiscent of atrocities of a world of hypocrisy, working hard to emasculate the definitive meaning of what protecting a queen's means. Protection being garnered
right
in the form of...
hard. That is hard. That is hard. Damn. Like, just went in and then black light the manipulation placed on diamonds? Shit. Boundlessly beautiful, safety in black arms, the beauty that lies in the symmetrical lines of black love. What? Killing this piece. This right here is ridiculous. And your flow, the way that you spit the piece, it just brings so much more energy to the words. So the words have their own flow. They have their own energy. They have their own catch. But the way you deliver it reels more people in. You paint the picture so well with this piece. Love hearing you spit. Thankful that you made it to the show tonight.
Thank you so much. I'll be here every time y'all have a show. So I appreciate this.
I got to bring Kim because I know she over there losing her mind. She over there losing her mind. I know she's ready to say something. I got to go and bring Kim in right quick.
She's my sister. You know I'm always, always so happy when I hear you. I got to agree with what you said. It's just a pleasure each time we hear you. I feel like you're learning. You understand your voice thoroughly now. Like, I hear it. I hear the confidence. I hear you understanding who you are when it comes to poetry. But the way you, I mean, if somebody had no idea of the beauty of what black is, this poem is that. This poem is that. Black like the manipulation put on the rarest form of diamonds. Like, I mean, some of the lines you brought us in, when you started speaking about, there was a line in there where you started speaking about, like, the blackness of the vanilla bean. And can you go into that line right there? There's a couple lines right around that and in that line. It was like a scene that you just gave us, like, a perfect scenery in that particular line.
Okay, I'll give it to you. That's about the vanilla beans. Black, yeah, like the rawest form of Madagascar's vanilla beans, strong enough to be sunned and sweated at the hands of supremacy who doesn't appreciate its natural beauty. Dried out after being overthrown and shipped to foreign lands, yet still produce sweet labor while loving past the chains meant to stifle its beauty.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Just
out of line. Just out of line. You know what? You just unfair to be that dumb good. You know what I mean? It's just unfair.
And then just her ability to pull you in to, like, you feel like you're a part of her piece. Like, I saw myself walking through fields of, like, vanilla. Like, it was just amazing what you were able to do with my imagery.
She paints the picture so well.
Yeah,
paints the picture so well.
I love it.
Like I said, every time that we hear you spit, you literally have gained more confidence in your flow, and it just comes through so strong. And just like, damn, she got it. Like, anytime you hear a poem like that, you just want to say next. You got it. Like, you next. Like, don't keep elevating.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the flowers, you guys. Thank you. I do. I'm blessed.
Much love, sis. We appreciate you.
We
love you.
Right.
So much.
And we appreciate you continuing to come through and support us every show.
I'll be here in a couple of weeks when you guys come back. See you soon virtually. Peace.
Already. That was Candy Baby doing her thing. We have reached the middle of the show, so we're going to go ahead and go with the refresh break, play you a little, a little music, couple songs real quick. We'll come back with Host Spit, and then we will come right back after Host Spit with 216-937. Please follow us, 937-707-240-615-445-917-347. That is the lineup following Host Spit. So just so you know, we ain't forgot about y'all. That's how we going to run it. So we appreciate you. We're going to go ahead and go into the break. This is Renaissance Poetry, Epiphany Radio. We'll be right back.
You know just what I want, baby.
I love you.
brown eyes sent tingles down my spine. Used my finger to do the same to hers, finger painting a Rembrandt of her curves, saving the vice, the resistance, for dessert. She tastes like pralines and cream mixed with a summer's dream. Always and forever is her heat. Our kiss is the heat wave that drenched the city. Take pity on our epiphany. We are the epitome of what love can be. Measuring beyond measure all the applied pressure, we create diamonds only to crush them like expectations, like pink cookies. She does me as she grips my soul's hand. He comes willingly. At the same time, her soul is filling me. She begs by saying, baby, keep filling me. I obliged until the moon fell from the sky, till the sun lost all of its light, till the universe was no more, till the raven died, never again to say nevermore, forevermore. Universes live and die in our lifetime. Quasars explode in black holes only to be seen again in her glow. I beckon while she is my beacon. When it's dark, I reach for. When she's dim, she calls for me because she needs more. We fall for one another daily like autumn leaves. Our souls attached to centuries. We never leave. Cleave to one another like children to bosoms, to pit bulls to necks. Vampire teeth that keep sucking as if lives depend on depleting an entire human being of everything the universe placed in it. Not just taking souls, but how about replacing it with mine, like time rewinds us back to when we were one being, not Adam and Eve, no rib, just the seedling of thought, not yet manifested. I'm vested in everything us. My prayers flow into her with orgasms. It's difficult to fathom the depths. Into the rabbit hole I go, there is no bottom. I plan to pray inside her walls till there's no prayers left. Needs are met, minds kept in suspension, even though levitation is the intention, not to mention celestial bodies that defy creation. Time belongs to us. There is never any wasting, pasting ourselves with pastels and painted faces become our warrior hymns. Making love becomes more beautiful than butterflies freeing themselves. The cocoon is where we no longer dwell. We became who we were meant to be. Love itself. Renaissance. And we're back. I'm going to bring in my co-host. We got Kimbrella the Hurricane in the building. What's happening, sis?
Hey, what's up, my brother? What's up, my brother? How you doing this evening?
Man, I'm good. I'm glad that everything is continuing to flow. You know, the show is doing what it do. And all the poets that have come through have lit it up.
They have. Listen, I always got to let y'all know. First half, you know, I never expect anything less, but I'm always surprised by the leveling up of your penmanship for everybody that comes through. Just the dedication that you have to this platform, what it means to you, we can hear it through everything that you bring and recite to us. We appreciate you rocking out with us, even when there's weeks where we're not here. We appreciate that you still come back and join us whenever we come back on air. And this platform tonight has really set the tone. The vibe is right. I'm feeling it. And I'm going to just go right into it, my brother, because you right along in there. You know this is one of my favorite pieces, but she tastes like praline and cream mixed with the summer's dream. Talk about a line that hits your senses, taste. You know what I mean? You got the visuals. Like, it's nothing better than being able to be a part of someone's piece in their lines that's so vivid and descriptive. This one right here, you thought you were slick right here, but I caught your nastiness right here. As she grips my soul's hand, he comes willingly.
Look, people hold hands all the time. Ain't nothing wrong with holding hands. Ain't nothing nasty about holding no hands.
You're nasty. Yeah, only the hand.
Ain't nothing nasty about holding nobody's hand, ma'am.
Yeah, uh-huh. But the hand we talking about right here ain't got five fingers. Anyway, universes live and die. Universes live and die. In our lifetime, we fall for one another daily like autumn leaves. Oh, my God. Like, I plan to pray inside her walls until there's no prayers left. Time belongs to us. Like, making love becomes more beautiful than butterflies freeing themselves. If y'all cannot become a part of that imagery, I don't know how your imagination is set up. Because that line right there, imagining butterflies freeing themselves and then comparing that to lovemaking, like, that was next level. That was next level. My brother, you listen, one of my favorite pieces, but it's like, you know, every time I hear it, I catch another line. Another line hits me a little different than it did from the first time I heard you spit it. So I love, love, love that piece. Love it.
Well, I appreciate the feedback, you know. This piece is definitely one I haven't done in a while. And, you know, I was just going through my poems today, you know, trying to write some new stuff I was dealing with and came across this piece, and it just kind of, it was the one today. I just felt like it was the energy that I was feeling. Like, I just wanted to kind of roll with that one, just kind of smooth, laid-back kind of joint. Ain't too metaphorical. It ain't too crazy. It ain't too sexual. It's just right there, you know. And yeah, I appreciate the feedback.
And you did exactly what you always ask everybody that hits this mic to do. Spit your best shit. It's what you feeling. You like you just said, it ain't always got to be over-the-top wordplay. Metaphorical is what you feeling, what you feel like is going to bring the best of you. That's what we wanted to bring. So, you know, our main host, Keith, he even went with that feeling with his pieces. We want y'all to continue to do the same, because if you feeling it, you know we going to feel it. You got to feel it first. So you know we going to feel it after you feel it. So dope piece, my brother. Dope piece.
I always appreciate it. I always appreciate it. So, you know, with that being said, everybody, you know, I'm glad she gave the feedback she did. I hope that you guys can come and listen to the feedback on the rewind, because y'all ain't going to remember nothing else. Y'all going to have to come back and listen to the rewind, because she's finna do her thing. And everybody know that when Kim spit, she going to erase everything that happened before. So y'all got to come back and listen to the dagger. I'm telling you, if you don't listen to the replay, the first half you're going to forget, because she's just about to, she's going to flood it all. Get your sandbags out. Get, you know, batten the hatches.
Boy.
All of that, because Kim is going to do a thing. So I'm going to get out the way. You know, I got my own team. We're going to clean up afterwards.
Oh,
I got all of that taken care of. So without further ado, here comes the hurricane. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This guy. All right, here we go. I'm not a woman who's fancied by flashing lights of fame, but within each of my frames, we just click. See, he's so fly in my plane, and his conversations are classic and high frequency, wing-tipped, as they swagger through my thoughts with a mean shoe game, leaving mind prints. So excuse me if I begin to mind trip off the souvenirs that is mind gifts as they unwrap themselves within my eyes. His air is so refined, and everything he touches blushes with his essence. His presence is too grand to be kept a secret, silenced by sealed lips or even a muted tongue, as his energy, it calls bluffs, dubbing the most persuasive denier a liar. Minutes, seconds, hours, and days have passed, yet grasp has yet to loosen or fade. So I wear him. And his story, it surrounds me and covers me, finding my modesty draped and hidden in his sacred space. So I know his author, and I am anointed in a reed as it feeds me in spiritual increments steady. He is homework that laid foundation of algorithms and calculations with a fragrance of consistent stimulation that occupies his space even when he leaves. See, he's that aftermath where you just have to ask if it adds up to 2 points determining a mutual line of magnetic pull or the subtraction of conclusion jumping from what could be respect intercepting carnal passes in a time where coquetry is a sport and virtue is trapped within open holes filled with misguided erections. See, he comes bearing lessons with the most humble inflection that could be worn through any walk of life. He is universal. He is culture, an embodiment of many things aware and collectively peace. His war only threatens to lift you from your mind grave, destroy counterproductive brigades, and breed you in the fortitude of being whole and voiced. It's like passionate chemistry with a righteous delivery, and it moves crowds, bowing loud egos and raising brows, exuding the kind of rich savor that your ears and pores adore. Bonds, they form effortlessly through his cohesion, and there's no specific occasional reason when he inspires. His wisdom is higher by something higher. I even admire his perspire as it drips manifestation, and he wears it like the finest essence oil as we grow from the roots of truth where lies have no shelter to hide, nor hindrance in our rise. So I wear him without ever having to compromise myself because he complements my mental health with no downing of my will. And to compare him would only be remiss because, see, nothing, and I mean nothing, has ever felt quite like this. In peace.
Like I said, I don't even remember what happened before. Look here, like, while my team is cleaning in the background, we're getting all the mess up. Look here. First thing I got to say is wingtips. Give me that back because you out of line. Give me that back. You already know. Give me that back.
All right. I said, he is so fly in my plane, and his conversations are classic and high frequency, wingtips as they swagger through my thoughts with a mean shoe game, leaving mind prints. So excuse me if I begin to mind trip off the souvenirs that his mind gives as they unwrap themselves in my eyes.
Out of fucking line. Out of line. Look, first of all, like, I remember this piece. This piece has always been dope. Wingtips wasn't in the piece, but I like what you did with it. I like the walking through the mind with the mean shoe game. I like the how you delivered the wordplay. Always delivery is dope. But, yeah, you increased this piece here. Now let's go on to some more stuff. What you say his voice was like again?
I said his voice. Let me get there. His voice is like passionate chemistry with a righteous delivery, and it moves crowds, bowing loud egos and raising brows, exuding the kind of rich favor that your ears and pores adore.
Damn, talk about painting the picture. Talk about painting the picture. Yeah, oh, y'all missed a spot. There's some water over there. Get that from right there. Okay, so now let me go to the other piece here. You do what with his perspiration?
That little piece right there, I had said.
Yeah, you do well with the perspiration?
Yeah, I had said I even admire his perspire as it drips manifestation, and he wears it like the finest essence oil. Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to say. I rest my case, Your Honor. Y'all understand why everybody got clean up when she get done spitting. Everybody know. Ain't nothing wrong with a little sweat. You're right, but damn.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little sweat, especially, you know, when the brother's
hey,
productive.
You know what? The way you talk about
him,
it, you can bottle up. You can bottle his up and sell it.
I mean, you know, some brothers come with that productive, you know, sweat. They produce things. They manage. I don't need no lazy.
I don't
know
nothing about it. I don't know that. I ain't never heard that.
You know, I mean, you know, if the brother's perspiring, he's productive on, you know, a couple different levels. I'm just saying. You know?
hey, for real. For real.
You make sure you hit the inbox, say the same stuff about her that you said about me. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Same stuff you said about me in the inbox, you make sure you say it about her, okay? Yeah, I know. I know everybody want to call me Mr. Nasty Time. You on your time, too. You know?
Ain't nothing wrong.
Everybody try to make it like it's me.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little sweat, whether he writing on the sheets or he under the sheets. I'm just saying.
I didn't got nothing to say to that. And she said it all, people. Y'all understand? Y'all see what she's on? You see what time she on? Y'all see what time she on? Look, this was host spit. I'm glad you guys can appreciate how we get down. We have a good time on host spit. And, you know, Kim, she close it out for us. She do her thing. We appreciate everybody who likes to listen to us and enjoy how we do our thing. And so with that being said, we got the next caller here, as I promised. We got 216 ready to go. So we'll bring them in, 216 in the building.
Mama Oladeji, the all-around queen, in the building with the two greatest hosts in the whole universe. And
what's happening, Mama?
I am so happy to be here. Y'all just don't know. It's a miracle. I'm so glad y'all came and reminded me, because, you know, I got to be reminded, and I'm here, and I'm grateful, and I'm thankful to be here listening to Keith and Kim Glover, and also Joe.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the show.
I'm about to have some nice cutting going on me, and that was just perfect, you know, perfect. And then my boy, come on, with the spanking, with the biblical spanking, get me together so I can get my fear in check and go ahead and do what I need to do. And don't be scared to go up under this knife and, you know, be a big girl. So I'm here with y'all. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for making sure that I was reminded. I love both of y'all.
Alrighty, we love you too, Mama. Okay. And with that being said, I'm so glad you made it, and I know you got something for us, so I'm going to let you do what you came to do, so I'm going to press mute. Like it's
all right. Thank you. This is a poem about two besties, my best friend and I, the stuff we used to do when we were young. And the name of this piece is called Before I Had Real Sex. Before I had real sex, we had phone sex. He calls her, she calls me in the twilight of my sleep, and he speaks seductively in an audio polyamory. My mind continues to drift as I listen. As I listen, I dream of fantasies and crushes. Many nights I have dreamed of opening up to him. His words entered me, dreams of ecstasy, counting endless moonbeams, stifled by the reality of never seeing him. I'm just a schoolgirl with an obscene crush. Now I could wish upon a star alone as the galaxy twinkled. They winked at her. The star I wished upon answered me in a place that somehow I'd never be, if it weren't for him. Where the daydreams and the night dreams drenched me in moisturizing dew, and every morning after I awaken, I lose count of time. Time passing. There you sit, as by magic, speaking to me erotically. You, the source of my dream, said to me these words, sticky, honey, flower, dew. I will now be your nectar, come from me. You have been my source of fantasies. As if you shared in my desires, the thoughts you've left in my head have intoxicated me, even if you never touched me. Your words have stroked me. You said, they would stoke me and suckle me until I reach hysteria. You have riled me awakened places set aside. You will explore me in uncharted areas, peaks and hills and valleys and caverns and crevices, spring forth wells in me, plant the spirit of your precious phallic deep inside of my goddess dome. Only one time. My third wish will be, I will need you to consume me. Since we've waited a lifetime, let it last for 3 days so that I might fly with your pungent fragrance painted all over my eternal memories. Internally, I have harbored lust and sex for as long as I have loved you. It's time for a long chapter to end blissfully. Happy ending. Happy ending, Sleeping Beauty. And I dream again of fantasies and crushes, passions. And you haven't even touched me, literally. It was exhilarating, but it was just phone sex. Come on.
Well, all right. All right, Mama. I mean, I wasn't ready. I was not ready. She said, I will be your nectar, intoxicated, although you've never touched, well, he never touched you. Words stroke you till you reach hysteria. And then the third wish, I will need you to consume me for 3 days. What is going on? What is, Kim, I need some help. I don't even know what to do with this. And she said, happy ending. Three times, happy ending. Look here. Kim, I can't.
Look, that's my mama. See, me and mama, we share this thing of saying things without actually vulgarly saying things. And that's the beauty
of being able to write like this.
She said audio polyamory. Many nights I have dreamed of opening up to him. Then she said, sticky honey flower dew. Come
on. Yeah, I'm going to let you say what she said. She said dome. Dome sex.
Yes. She said, your words have stroked me. You aroused me. Awaken place on the other side. See, spring forth wells in me, painted all over my eternal memory. I was all up and through this piece, okay? I love this.
Look, and like he was all up and through her mind. Look, this piece here. Look here.
That's the best.
I can't even repeat all that stuff.
Young people should not be here.
But you know what? I'm going to say this to you, Mamo. If you're going to write erotica, that's how you write it.
I'm trying to listen.
That's how you write it. Don't do that.
That's how you do it. That's how she ain't say. She didn't get vulgar, but the lines were so beautiful.
She brought the heat.
Oh my god.
She brought the heat. It was a happy ending, all right. It was a happy ending.
Look here.
I'm gonna tell you what got me. She said, "I'm gonna need you to consume me." And then she said, make it last for 3 days. I was done.
Yeah,
because
she said they waited a lot. She said they waited a lifetime, so make it last.
Yeah, I know. I got it. It was underdigged. It was underdigged.
Oh, my God.
I got it. It's such a treat.
It's such a treat to have you here. It's so good to hear you on our platform. And I just want to say, I want to just say to you, I'm praying for you. God's going to cover you through your surgery. You know, I'm sending out well wishes of healing and recovery. We'll be right here for you, loving on you and making sure that you're okay. And we just appreciate having you as part of our family. You've always been here for us. You've always been somebody to give out lessons on how to do poetry from all different angles. And we appreciate you.
Oh, I love you all so much. Indeed. And the surgery is because I just sit up here thinking I'm being healthy. And they got this new ice cream out. It's not ice cream. It's made from coconut cream. And so it's called So Delicious. Do not buy it, because if you do, you're going to go into, like, an addiction, it's really good. I'm thinking I'm doing something, staying away from cow's milk, eating the coconut cream, and it builds up my plaque in my arteries. So now I only have 70%.
Oh, no. Damn,
yeah,
sorry
only
to hear
70%
that.
Left. Yeah, it's only 70% functional. I got like only
30%. You're certainly hoping that everything goes well with that surgery. Get you unclogged,
yeah.
Get that together.
Thankful that enough that I'm getting the courage, because I was like, no, just, you know, not going to even try to go. But when I heard, you know, all these different people telling me I got to do it because there's no other way to reduce it or get rid of it.
Yeah. It sounds like you got to get that done. So I'm glad that you have the courage. I'm glad you're going to take care of it. And, hopefully everything goes well.
Thank you for the love. Thank you for everything. You all just the hostess with the most.
All right.
We love you, Mama.
Thank you, baby girl.
Absolutely. That is Mama O. We love you. We hope to see you next time after everything is, you know, done, because we know it's going to be all right.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. As Mama O coming through doing her thing, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 937 in the building.
Good evening.
Good evening, indeed. How have you? Well, before I even get to that part, let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Adrienne Simone, poet Sugar Brown.
Already now, how have you enjoyed the show tonight?
Oh, I always enjoy the show, so I'm always here. Glad to come in after Mama O. Love when I hear my Ohio poet sister Mama there. I probably should take a page out of her book for writing erotica more subtly. It will not be tonight, however, so there's that. But I heard.
Hey, everybody got their own way. Everybody got their own way, you know. I am not mad at it, because when you come through with your metaphor game, it is always out of control. And I'd like to say, of course, we appreciate you always showing up and showing out, because ain't been a show you ain't been to show out on when you come through. When you press one, it's about to go down. So I am absolutely excited what you got for us tonight. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right, thank you. I smoke weed. Of course sex with me is good. I'm a mental stimulator, blue light spectrum vapor, cerebellum vibrator. I get his head right every time, like a custom order, monogrammed, oral memory recorder. Only my favorite poem do I have memorized, the sound of how he tastes, seen when I close my eyes. He's a subject I've studied so I can philosophize. My intellect's tighter than 10 cents crammed into a dime. So maybe it was my conversation that gorilla gripped his mind. I do mental Kegel exercises. I smoke weed. Of course sex with me is good. The pictures my mouth painted made him want to taste my verbal creations and beautiful whatnot. So my tongue spit art for him. In 4/4 measures of Basquiat, his pen wrote back in Van Gogh, and I understood because my eyes got a good ear for a picturesque flow. Now we're here, sharing an energy sphere. He allowed me to swirl around in his atmosphere and held me until his mind was clear, capacity filled. He didn't know I had fire for his smoke, invited me in his heart to chill. Felt me as I circulated and penetrated across his brain's layers. At first high, transcendent, didn't know I was needed in his life until I was in it, huh? I smoke weed. Of course sex with me is good. But consumer beware, there's no false pretenses. I'm a deep intoxicating strain that pulls heavy on the senses. Brain titillating is the flavor of my kisses. Some would say seductive, pretty on the surface, but I say deeply rooted, earthy, with hints of lightning and sunflower terpenes. That kind of honey that allows the bees to be productive, source gifted some with the sweetest of pollen. Enjoy slowly in order to savor me at full strength, you might catch yourself falling, providing an indelible high when you're coming with potential to make you feel spiritually resurfaced. Rebirth is what I'm getting at. When you're getting this, I'm giving back life. I smoke weed. Of course sex with me is good. Yes, my yoni is vainglorious, but my punani is that raw ruckus that reminds you who the fuck God is, because only a goddess could conjure oceans between her legs and point to the stars and say, we got this. When I repose on my back and open up to you, we are aligning the earth's chakras. I'm a universal daughter. I'm familiar with the sutra of the commas and placing of commas as the only space needed between life sentences spent with you. My brain skills will hit you, get you stuck like an indica. Word arrows hit targets that dig into you. Sagittarius prime creative off that sativa. The gift of the good leaf, the drift of the good tea. But it's my good love that will make you a believer. That I was made for you. Homegrown under sunlight, not cultivated in a dispensary. But don't be confused. I'm still expensive. See? It costs to have that reefer that will get you high as me. Whoever told you elevation was free? You got to pay attention to your mirror reflection. 100% THC, that's his Carla, that's me. That green goodness goddess that sets you free. I set you free. Of course, soul energy exchange is good with me. In peace.
Damn. Damn, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. He got his head right like a custom ordered monogram. The intellect is tighter than what? Give me that back. The intellect is tighter than what?
My intellect's tighter than 10 cents crammed into a dime. So maybe it was my conversation that gorilla gripped his mind. I do mental Kegel exercises.
Damn. Oh, my gosh. Then you got to give me the Van Gogh line, because everybody knows about the ear. They don't know what happened to the ear. Give me the Van Gogh line one more time.
Okay, I'm going to start at the top so that all will flow. The pictures my mouth painted have made him want to taste my verbal creations and beautiful whatnots. So my tongue spun art for him and 4 or 4 measures of Basquiat. His pen wrote back in Van Gogh, and I understood because my eyes got a good ear for a picturesque flow.
Now look here. Anybody who don't really understand what just happened here, she not only named like 2 dope-ass painters, this iconic. What she just alluded to was the fact that Van Gogh cut off his own ear, but she was able to kind of like toward it with the mental flow, like this, the metaphorical game is out of control. I love it. The hints of lightning and something. Give me that line one more time, because I don't even know what to do with that. Give me that one back.
But consumer beware, there's no false pretenses. I'm a deep intoxicating strain that pulls heavy on the senses. Brain titillating is the flavor of my kisses. Some would say seductive, pretty on the surface, but I say deeply rooted, earthly, with hints of lightning and sunflower turpins.
Now, I got one more, because it's just too daggone much. The sutra of the karma, all that, look, you said, remind you of what God is, because only a God is. That line, the flow of that line, is out. I need you to repeat it for me, because just I can't even do what to say. That the flow is ridiculous right there.
Yes, my yoni is vainglorious, but my punani is that raw ruckus that reminds you who the fuck God is, because only a goddess could conjure oceans between her legs. Point to the stars and say, we got this. When I repose on my back and open up to you, we are aligning the earth's chakras. I'm a universal daughter. I'm a familiar with the sutra of the commas. The placing of commas as the only space I need between life sentences sent with you.
Just the way the wordplay is. The goddess, the got this, the God is, and then the summa of the contra and the comma. This just I love flow like this. Out of control. Look, Kim, I had to go and bring you in, because
This is too much right here. She is out of, this is just ridiculous. Throw my whole pen away.
It is, and I, you know, she came in stating, she made a statement about tonight ain't going to be that night. Well, I got to tell you, this was very classy. This was a perfect mix of eroticism done on different angles, done with giving us, you know, exactly what you're trying to let a motherfucker know, and being artistic with the lines at the same time and taking the metaphors outside the box. You got lines that I've never heard anybody like really go at before in the way that you did. One of my favorite lines is, maybe it was my conversation that gorilla gripped his mind. See, you're saying something explicit, but you also mm-hmm. are articulate. So you have the perfect marriage of both.
Double entendre.
So this is what we mean. Yeah, this is what we mean about bringing, spitting your best shit. It's simply what you feel confident in. And just like Keith pointed out with that line when you talked about, I am universal daughter, I'm familiar with the suture of the commas, like that flow that you went on was just, you could tell that where you got real confident in this particular piece. Like, mm-hmm. you made me stand up like shit.
She
was
the definition of spit that
my
shit.
Own, you know what I mean? Like, damn. This piece was...
Yeah.
I've heard
yeah,
a lot of pieces, but this one is up there with my fave, sis. I appreciate this
I
one. This is up there
that.
With my fave. Yeah,
thank
you done knocked a couple out the box. Yeah, that was dope. That was dope.
And I have to point out, I love that you started it with the, you know, of course I'm, because that's the thing that's going around right now. And you
yes.
were able to flip that into a piece. Like, that's dope. That's dope. That's creative. That's dope. Like, I'm sitting there like, I ain't thinking of that. I've been trying to write. I can't even think of that. Like, damn, just throw my whole shit away. Like, I give up.
Yeah,
man.
She did her thing. She did her thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely
well,
love that
so
piece.
Funny.
I'm so
I
glad you brought it to
that.
The show.
Yep, nowhere else I would
indeed.
Drop it. So, yeah, this is my show, absolutely.
Already. I ain't mad about that at all. That's how Renaissance Poetry Jam go. So with that being said, man, I appreciate you always showing up and showing out and sharing the page and doing what you do, always bigging up the show. You know, we love you for that. And I hope that you can continue to stay and listen to the rest of the poets for the rest of the night. And, again, hope to catch you back next show.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a great night.
Already. Man, look, Kim, they acting a fool. Let me go to 707. Let's see what 707 got.
Hello, good evening, happy Friday.
Oh, shit. Look, we're going to get followed with Lily. Look, it's about to go down. It's about to go down. What's happening, Lily?
Hi, hey, Sam. Hey, Kimbrella. I want to say thank you to Mr. Keith Eric, because we had, at school I work at, we had a Black History Assembly, and they wanted me to write a poem about notable abolitionists and the Underground Railroad. And, of course, I procrastinated, waited last minute, couldn't think of nothing. I'm like, knock, knock, hi, brother. Along with that cup of sugar, can I borrow a poem? Can you write a little something? This man busted out, boom, real quick, sent it back, like, oh, okay. Even sent the recording of how it sounded, because the kids were supposed to read it, but then I took so long that they're like, oh, we got the kids doing a dance. Well, maybe they can do the dance and you read it. Okay. But then they're like, no, we think you should just read it. Okay. And then they ended up putting it in the program. It was so many great performances from our babies that, you know, I didn't get a chance to read it, but they do have it on the back of the program. So I want to thank you.
Hey, you know what? Like Martin used to say, you know, I love the kids. So when I knew that I was trying to write a piece that the kids would be reciting, I didn't feel like I was really doing nothing. It was just like, okay, let me just jot some stuff down that I think kids would be able to recite. Let me not mm-hmm. be too lyrical or too metaphorical. Let me just do something for the babies. And right. I actually turned out to be a piece I was a little proud of. I actually still like that, but it was supposed to be for the third grader to read, so I didn't even really write it like, let me tell everybody about this piece. Like, it was just supposed to be for the kids to write, you know, to read. So I didn't, but I was just actually inspired by the fact that not only was it Black History, but it was for some third graders to read. So I was just honored at the fact that, you know, maybe some kids would read something I wrote in front of other people. So I just appreciate the opportunity because I wasn't able to write. I haven't been writing nothing. So it was cool to kind of write that.
I
want to
call
like,
that
I didn't
nothing.
Put my name on it.
You did that.
And I just didn't put my name on it. Just let me write it and release it. Like, there you go. But I didn't expect you to say nothing about it. So, you know, I'm honest.
No,
the fact I didn't have a chance.
And then I even, you know, because she's like, oh, can you email the piece? And I'm like, okay, well, I didn't write it here. So I wrote your name, okay, the title and who wrote it. And I'm like, what do you mean special poem? Like, that's Keith Eric.
Hey, I thought I was ghostwriting, you know what I'm saying? It was just a little something for the babies. But, hey, I'm glad that, you know, everything went well with the Black History Celebration. It was just an honor to be a part of something
like that. It was great. I can't post the videos because they're kids and you need permission, but I may put a video in your inbox of one of the fifth graders. That boy sung A Change Is Gonna Come, and I said, what? So, yeah.
Oh, snap. Okay.
In y'all inbox. He did that. I was proud of my baby. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm glad everything went well with the show. Like I said, it was just an honor to be a part of it. I didn't have a problem ghostwriting. I wasn't looking for no credit. It was just for the baby. So
no, I ain't going to be one of them poets taking credit for a poem that ain't mine. I ain't getting litched on. Like, no, I didn't do it. It ain't mine.
It's cool. But, yeah, man, I hope you have enjoyed the show so far. And what have you thought about all the poets that came through tonight?
Yes, loving everything I heard, most definitely.
All right. Well, I know you got something for us that you wrote, so I'm going to let you do what you came to do, man. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Yeah, I wrote this one. It's an old one. Somebody is going to like it. It is titled GPS. Hey, I heard that you've been looking for me. You know that I'm not that hard to find. Let me lay a little something on your mind. See, some brothers need GPS. Some of y'all ain't used the sense that God gave you, see. That good piss will get you high, like that Kush weed. You need to break off a little piece of this Kit Kat. No, you need to break off a little piece of this Kit Kat increases adrenaline and raises your heart rate. This dark chocolate right here is good for you. Definitely good to you. See, when you got that good pussy in your life, treat it right. Don't go around at night trying to go knee deep in some random behind like you're digging in gold mines. Thoughts crosses a man's mind sometimes, but your thoughts should be locked on this good, not some bot from the hood. Instead, GPS is an automatic navigation system that will drive an erection towards the direction of that grand prize between luscious thighs. Some men lose sight of that because they want to lick and nap on the first piece of ass they see, not even taking their time because they like it fast like a drive-through. That's a rookie move. That GPS can spot the goodness miles away, can detect smoke signals from here to the other side of the bay. When you have GPS, your mind runs through a checklist during good pussy sense satellite operations, provides the location and information as well as the condition of the pussy. Anywhere on or near the earth where there is grade A vagina, from here to the Carolinas. If you have GPS, you don't have to be told that in order to send tingles down the spine, you have to stimulate that mind first. That's right. Tap into my mental, because sapiosexuals are so. If you have GPS, then you know that I'm not just a fat ass and plump breasts. I am active brain with a body that refrains from having sex with those hit 'em and quit 'em types or those cats who are trying to figure out if I'm truly what I write about. He knows that not only should we connect mentally, but also spiritually. Give me food for thought as well as feed my soul. Please the whole woman, not treat me like a whole man. My maker created me just for my king, and once you've succeeded in arousing all points in between, from the stimulation of my brain to the way that you affect my heartbeat, when my eyes are all sparkly and the hairs on my arms rise when you speak so eloquently, when that big, beautiful muscle between your ears rev up the gears in mine and our brain stems can join like Siamese twins, baby, that's when it's time to start your engine. Program your GPS to cruise down the highways of my body by way of masculine hands. Then expand your route from north to south, slowly gliding through these dangerous curves while you swerve that tongue inside my mouth. Taking your time as you journey through the scenic route, I shout as you collide into mountain sides down my California grapevine. He who has good pussy sense knows that my address is located within the wetlands underneath my dress. So go ahead and pull up to my bumper, baby. Drive that Hemi into your reserved spot. You have reached your destination.
Well, I see where the night is going. The second half of this show, I see where it's going. Oh, my goodness, look here. You got a lot of lies in this piece. You got a lot of lies in this piece. But I got to say that the thoughts and the thoughts wordplay, that was dope. I could dig that. I thought that was dope. Then, of course, you get down here and you were like, you know, your mind runs through a checklist during good pussy sense. Satellite operations provide the location and information as well as the condition. What? I don't even know how y'all be coming up with a lot of the stuff y'all be writing. But y'all get it in. I mean, my maker created just for my king, and once you've succeeded in arousing all points in between, from the stimulation of my brain to the way you affect my heartbeat when my eyes are all sparkly and the hairs on my arms rise when you speak so eloquently. Like, you can say all of that, and that sounds, you know, really, really sweet. But then you got the mother lines in this piece that don't sound that sweet. Like, go straight for the jugular. I'm like, you did it. Like, you got, like we were talking about earlier, that mix, and you definitely did that in this piece here. Look here, I already know Kim got something to say. Like, you did your thing on this piece here.
Yeah, you already know. She know that's one of my favorite pieces. She know.
Yeah.
I remember when she, because this was given to her as a challenge, and I was just like, I want to
Leave McCoy.
Yeah, Lily can, she's one of those poets that she can write about anything. Lily has done a poem about a loaf of bread and made that shit sound like.
Oh, you know I remember
like
that piece. She brought that piece
we
in before.
Our mind was blown, so I appreciate her writing, but this is one of my favorite pieces because I was like, I want to see what she's going to do with this. And, man, I mean, I am active brain, stimulate the mind. I want you to give me the lines back where you said drive an erection in the direction of that grand prize. You said something to that extent. Can you go back to those lines?
Oh, gosh. Lord, I'm thinking it's where we need the elevator music.
You're so funny.
What was it again? I forgot. You said drive.
Drive the erection to in the direction of the grand prize.
Yeah, you were talking about the GPS. You said the GPS is an automatic navigation system that will direct an erection towards the direction.
Yeah. GPS is an automatic navigation system that will drive an erection towards the direction of that grand prize between luscious thighs.
Yeah, like, I just appreciate the creativity of, I would have never thought of writing an erotic piece around a GPS, using that as the basis and then forming my... That was just fire what you did with it. That's always going to be one of my favorite pieces because I have yet to hear anything like it. So, you know, you already know how I feel about your writing. I definitely appreciate it.
Likewise. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, sis.
Always
we love you.
Always appreciate you coming through and sharing your poetry with us. We never know what we're going to get, but we know it's going to be dope. So,
yes,
once again,
I
we appreciate you continuing to rock
always.
With us every show.
Most
all
definitely.
Right. That was Lily doing a thing. So we're going to go to the next caller. Just let y'all know what we got going on. We got 240-615-445-917-347. That's how we're going to rock it. We appreciate you, Lily, as always.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go with 240 in the building.
Hello, hello, everybody. Umbrella.
What's happening? What's happening?
Keith Eric. Now you're the man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, DJing.
There you go, Kim. He can't even get a sentence out of his mouth, Kim. Like
player style, man. You know, Umbrella.
He can't get a sentence out of his mouth.
You name after a storm. Can we go in the water?
That's what I'm trying to say. No, you got to get it right, because I was before the storm, and I got buried. I don't know what you're talking about.
He started in on us before the show even started. I was cracking up.
I saw that. He can't even help himself. How you been, though, brother? How you been?
Man, I just try to be safe out here driving, man. But I've been loving the poetry, man. I'm a fan first. You know what I mean? Man, Adrian Simone, then followed by Lily. Lily could write about anything. And she's been consistent for years. I mean,
I'm very familiar with Lily.
I mean, she's talented. Adrian Simone, you know, I wish her well on that book. I know, can you smell what the Adrian Simone is cooking? I mean.
Hey, and the rocks she got are crystals. Understand the rocks she got is a crystal. You got to be prepared. It ain't no game of it. Ain't no game.
Yes. Well, I've been trying to stay safe on the road, man. Try to balance out this driving and poetry. You know.
Okay. Well, are you intending to spit tonight, or you just came to fuck with me? I mean, what you doing?
Oh yeah, I can't. Well, you know, both.
All right.
Oh my God, y'all wild.
All right, so. I'm going to let you do what you came to do, brother. Be safe. I'm going to let you do what you came to do. Press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. You look at me and you look into a place of a world that you see, and you see the prosperity is the longevity. When you see me in the African name and the African Jew in this world that was just so cruel, I need you to let you know what you can call me. You can't call me the Founding Fathers, but you can call me Frederick Douglass. You can't call me Columbus Day, but you can call me Malcolm X. You can't call me about the Star Spangled Banner, but you could call me Dr. King. You could call me Mega Evans, shot in his driveway. What you could call me are the victims that died by the police brutality. But we never forget them in all the fatality. This is a time, and the time that we review. I'm so thankful about Black History Anniversary Month, while Black people have been on the hunt. Never forget, and we will never let America get how they treated us. You see, you could call me a man that loves the Black woman. She is the essence of a fighter and a warrior. She's an important seed in the growth. That Black woman is amazing. And when she smiled through going through adversity. That kind of amazing Black woman. What you could call me is Nat Turner. I destroy anybody in the house. Not being a house slave because I'm ready to invade. They can hang me, but if I go ahead and not be free, I'm dead anyway. You can't call me all these things American pride, because what you may try to call me is already denied. You could call me the African fighter. You could call me Shaka Zulu. You could call me all these things. Blackness is the pride. Blackness will go worldwide. Blackness, you will feel me. You will feel the empowerment. You will feel the gravitation. You will feel the education. For what has been spent in a time, I love the Black woman. I love this Black history. And even though they don't want to teach it like Florida, they want it to remain a mystery. But history, keep your eyes on the prize and be wise. For I am a Black man, and I love my African all over. For what we will be strong in showing the explosion. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, 10 gears in the mall in, wiper and dry.
Yeah, brother, I see what you did there, name-dropping all the lost heroes there, man. You're definitely one of those brothers that we can tell is read up on the Black history thing there, man. And you always got something positive to say, you know, about Black people and Black women, man. So, you know, we're grateful for that. But like I say every time, man, if a brother's going to come on here and spit off the dome, I just got to give credit to that, because that's not my space. That's not my vein. I ain't for that. You know, back in the day when I was actually rapping and all that, the freestyles, but this on the porch, it's like, nah, I leave that to y'all, man. Leave that to y'all. Kim, what you got to say about that?
Yeah, no, I always appreciate hearing our brother come on. Like I said, I think I give my hats off to him as well with the freestyle, him and Gina Storm and anybody else who can get in that space, because you got to trust yourself. You really got to trust yourself and rely on just the information that you have within to be able to be free enough to allow that to flow. So that right there is a special space within itself. But I always love how he comes in letting us Black women know that he got our back, that he's our protector. I love how he's educating people when he's spitting his freestyle. And like I said, that's not easy to do. So hats off to you, my brother. And, you know, our brother Paul Sampson wanted to say a little something to you. He said he loved how you mysteriously was a no-show on Freestyle Funday last week. What happened, my brother? What happened?
He was freestyling. He was freestyling. I missed that.
Yeah. He was looking for you.
Oh, I had to repent.
You hear that, Paul?
I can't believe that the freestylers is in the house, and I miss all of that. I can't.
Ooh,
oh,
man.
My God.
Yeah, well, they got
talking about freestylers. But I want to give the person who inspired me to be more of a freestyler. He's no longer here. He's a spirit. And that's King Kashi, Peach King.
Okay.
He wrote me to freestyle.
Rest in peace, of Beast King.
Rest in peace, Beast King.
Yeah, he molded me into it. Because at first I wouldn't do it, but you know, we had a conversation, and he means a lot to me in poetry. He means a lot to me.
Yeah, that was a good brother.
So
that was definitely a good brother, man. He definitely inspired a lot of people to spit.
He inspired
a lot of people to go hard in the game. Like, you know, he was a certain type of spirit out there, man. And he's an ancestor, and he's still pushing us on our back, man. He's still trying to get us to do our best, man. So definitely shout out to him, and much love to him and what he brought to the poetry game. We appreciate you coming through, man, and doing your thing.
Thank you. I got to give a shout out to the spirit, other spirit called Sister Taraji.
Amen. Yes.
Shout out to her.
Always.
Got to give a shout out to her. You talking about amazing poet. You talking about amazing. You talking about
always.
Bars. You talking about just
yes. Yeah, she always with us. She's always
just,
with
yes,
us. Absolutely.
Gifted. I mean, all around gifted. Sister Taraji was just phenomenal.
Indeed. We love
indeed,
you, sis.
Indeed. We appreciate you once again for coming
through,
man.
Yeah, so I'm going to be causing trouble.
And showing your ass and everything.
Yeah,
I know that's what you do. That's what you do. You always got some extra shit. You always got to be extra in all of that. But it's all good. But you know what we do here. You know what we're about to do. You know what's about to happen to you. I'm about to bang on you. I appreciate you for coming through, brother. Holler at you. Bang. Get banged on in this motherfucker. He always try to come through. with that shit. I'm going to go to the next call I got. 615 in the building.
Oh, boy. Renaissance Hurricane. This is C-34 Music in Stereo. How are you?
What's happening, C-Double? How you feeling?
I'm feeling froggy. Well, I was feeling froggy yesterday. That was leap year. But I'm good today.
Okay. You got your belt ready? You got your belt out today, man?
Yeah. I got the belt with the studs on. I'm going heavy metal with this.
Oh, shit. He's trying to draw blood tonight.
Wait.
He's trying to draw blood tonight. Oh, damn. All right, James. James Evans in the building, y'all. We're going to go ahead and let you do your thing, brother. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called The Opinions of This Person. You have rubbed people the wrong way. More than Johnny Gill doing karate moves while being cross-eyed. You attempt to knock boots with men of melanin, but you knock them out the minute they smell your scent. You have a soul sister collection of enemies, and yet you claim to be comparable to Tina Marie. Let me give you a wake-up call. Heffa, please. I was there for you with a friend that would tell the truth. But when I didn't like what you said in your piece, you were argumentative and competitive, saying, how dare I speak to you so honest and aggressively? So at the end, I said, you're right, and you win. So I left you there. Without my support, having your back, and now you're looking like an imbecile, an idiot who felt it was imperative to let the record show that you never knew about my history, and that you unintentionally, generously generalized. Maybe if you would stop measuring and checking black men's penis size, you probably understand all the reasons you've been penalized. Action speaks louder than your words, which is monotonous and blasphemous. You categorize me as having an attitude? Sorry, but that is not fabulous or flattering. It's rancid, coming out from your camel toe, looking like applesauce. Even Massengill in Massachusetts couldn't turn you into a masterpiece. and new tampons in Tampa Bay wouldn't take advantage of you in any capacity. You shouldn't have ever challenged me. And you say you got your name from Mariah Carey? Here's my Emancipation Proclamation. Leave your Hank Hill flatland butt on the panhandle. And you think you're going back to Cali? I don't think so. But I think of these things more. So don't blink or you'll reap what you sow. We're done here, in case you are wondering. The opinions of this person does not represent this network, its host, or its sponsors. She's a non-mother-flippin' factor. And that's why, like the Kimbe Mutombo, I said no, 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 and I blocked her. That's that piece.
Ha!
Wait a minute. Give me the Johnny Gill line, bro. Give me the Johnny Gill line, bro.
You have rubbed people
Damn.
The wrong way more than Johnny Gill doing karate moves while being cross-eyed.
What the fuck, man? What the fuck? Oh,
wait,
shit.
Wait. I can't breathe. Wait. Let me get myself together. Hold on.
This man said, maybe if you stop measuring black men's penis size, you wouldn't be penalized. But then, why her camel toe got to look like applesauce? How the camel toe look like applesauce, bro?
That's what
tampons in Tampa Bay? What was the Hank Hill butt? Why she got her butt like Hank Hill, man?
Oh my God. Done.
I was not ready. You hear me? From the first couple lines. The first couple lines he hit
up,
I already knew where he was going and who
he was. She knew he was showing his whole ass. See, we can't even give him the ass whooping award tonight because he showed his ass. Ooh. We need the ass showing award tonight with the moon and the ass you be doing. That's him tonight. Yeah.
Oh
he,
my
he pulled,
God.
He pulled
Yo.
The pay. He mooned everybody tonight with this one.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. I always appreciate you, brother, when you come through. Talk about somebody keeping it real. He don't give a damn. When he comes through with his people,
not one.
He don't give a damn about how nobody feels. He going to give it to you raw, and I appreciate that because we need
and
that.
Uncut.
And
look here, BET wouldn't even play his ass after midnight. That's how uncut he is. He ain't get played on BET.
Wait a minute, no tip drill?
No tip drill, brother, because what drill was you doing? You weren't tiptoeing around. What drill was you tiptoeing around? Shit, you came in the gate. How you going to call Johnny Gill cross-eyed, brother? Like, come on, man. It's out the gate.
Look, all I know is this was dedicated to Drew Carey in the dress, Cleveland Rocks.
See what I'm saying? Look here, do me a favor, man, and give me the Hank Hill line one more time. What does that look like, man? Give me Hank Hill one more time. Give me Hank Hill one more time, brother.
Okay, let me go with this. You shouldn't have ever challenged me, and you say you got your name from Mariah Carey. Here's my Emancipation Proclamation. Leave your Hank Hill flatland butt on the panhandle, and you think you're going back to Cali? I don't think so.
Out of control, brother. Out of control. He knew he was out of control before he came to spit. He knew he was out of control.
Yo, I can't wait to listen to the playback because every line that he was saying, I was laughing so hard. When he hit us with that applesauce line, though, that took me out. I didn't think I was going to be able to finish the rest of the show. It took me out. I can't with you.
I'm like, how the hell did he get applesauce? Brother, where did applesauce come from?
The camel toe.
applesauce and camel toes. Damn, brother. All right, man.
I'm
looking at that one.
Upside down.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Somebody help us. Somebody help us. All
ain't no help. Ain't no help. Ain't no help. We got to live with it. Brother, every time you come through, man, you just got something wild to say. But I appreciate you. I appreciate how you get down. I appreciate you always continuing to show up for the show, man, and doing what you do, man. Look forward to you being back on the show in a couple of weeks.
And I'm quite sure Hurricane will probably get in my inbox and tell me who this was really about.
I already know.
Yeah.
I already know. Oh, my God. That's why I had to pull myself together because, oh, my God. Oh, I so appreciate you coming through with your pieces, man. I can't wait for the replay.
One love, one mic.
There was definitely some love on that mic. Some love on that mic. All right. Shit. That brother never come playing with nobody. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. Woo. He ain't never come to play. Not never. 445 in the building. What's that?
Shananabosa. Shananabosa. What it do?
Here his ass come. What's happening, brother? What's happening with you, brother?
What's going on, my brother?
Let everybody know who is on the show right now if they don't already recognize your wild ass voice. Go ahead.
This is your pastor, for real, the poet.
Ain't my pastor. I don't subscribe to your book.
Your
book a little different, brother. Your book different.
I came to spread some purity up in here. Matter of fact, speaking of purity, Shananabosa, Kimbrella. man, bro, ooh, Lord, I'm glad I went to Bible studies this afternoon because y'all got some nastiness up in here. Shananabosa, Lord. Y'all almost made me almost relapsed listening to some of the poems over here tonight.
And by relapse, you mean read one of your own nasty-ass poems? Is that what you mean?
No.
That's the relapse you're talking about?
No. I love poems.
Yeah.
I used to be. I'm retired, you know. I retired a year ago.
You retired from what? You retired from eating biscuits?
As a counselor, you put people's business out in the street, bro.
You said you retired. I just saw you asking for some biscuits the other day. That's all I'm saying, you know.
But what was that Kentucky Fried Chicken that day when I was asking for?
Okay.
I'm just
saying,
Keith, don't do that.
I'm just saying, hey, long as you don't choke, brother. Long as you don't choke, you know.
Kim, can you? Is there a court for divorcing siblings? Because I'm saying,
no, that is a lifelong connection, sir. We don't do that up in here.
Okay.
Look here.
All right. Well,
divorce
let
don't
me
mean separation. Yeah, you still gonna see your boy. I'm gonna bring you some biscuits anyway.
You opened the floodgates to some stuff tonight, though, bro. I'm serious. You was the first one. Everybody up until you Host was really spitting for real.
It was love.
Hey, man, it's been a beautiful night anyway. So let me just say this. Maybe I should have started or led with this, that it's been a beautiful night of poetry, man, up in here. The vibration is always good up here with the Renaissance jam, you know what I'm saying? And I've been listening in I'm up in the broom closet, and I just told somebody, yo, could you watch this patient while I go to the bathroom? So I'm really on time. I don't even know why I'm messing around with y'all like that.
All right, let's get it.
Why. You know exactly why, because this is the poetry jam. You want to be a part of that. You feel the energy of it, that iron sharpening iron.
Cool.
You know you want to be here. You want to spit. You want to be a part of this. Don't play. You know what it is.
I don't spit that often, but this is Renaissance. But My sister asked me to do this because I told her I don't feel like, you know, I ain't been writing no new shit and all that kind
That's
of stuff.
Right.
So my sister.
And it ain't got to be. It ain't got to be new, brother. It ain't got to be new, man. It just got to be the good energy. Got to be the right energy, man. That's all got to be.
Well, let's see if it's the right energy or not. This is from the Book of
Life. We already know. Let me go on. Put my seatbelt on because I already know he's about to be out of control. Let me go on, put my seatbelt on. I'm gonna press mute. And the mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, my brother. This piece is entitled. Lovemaking. I'm kissing my thoughts, the ones that I'm having and the ones that I may have, deep throating them, making all kinds of love in them, all kinds, going all in and thanking the Most High for every minute as I passionately kiss my thoughts while making love. While making love, I said, while making love to life. Make love to life. Kiss it. Touch it. Allow its brilliance to brush upon your skin. Let its warm breath heal what's ailing. Lay your head on its chest and listen to its heartbeat within. Share in its vibration. Enjoy the many tantalizing sensations that erupts from within. Feel that? That's your soul moaning. Let it happen. Let it happen. Drip. Let it magic happen. Overflow. Allow that hot lava to flow. Yo, let it go. Like cool running streams can't be controlled. Let go. Let nature work. Good it is on this side of the dirt. Worth living, laughing, loving. God is good. Please believe in something. Weeping willows weep. Don't just live. Live in abundance. You only get one life. Hold it. Kiss it. Touch it. Feel it. Drip. Let it, make it drip. Make love to it, shit. Stick your dick in it. You know them pens we used to write with as writers? Stick that in it. Get it pregnant. Turn on some neo-soul music, slow jam to it, huh? Spin and swing to it, shit. Sing to it, huh? Long ago. And so far away, I fell in love with you before the second show. And your guitar, and you sound so sweet and clear, but you're not really here. It's just the radio. Epiphany. Make the room spin. Swirl it, then dip it, use it. Don't allow it to go stagnant. Grab it by your hand and on one knee propose to it. Your soliloquies and I do's to it. Get nasty, do it. Spasms, have them long and traumatic till the nature in you subsides. Touch it, kiss it, hug it, hold it with a tight grip. Make love to it, make love to life. For real. Don't let it do you. Grab its wrist, bend it over, and you do it. Volcano, let that hot lava flow. And as the steam permeates, take life and look it in the face and hold on to it. Passing it, lightly stroking it until those waves subside in the coolness of that pool that you've been swimming in. Engulf yourself in the fullness of it. It's life. Make it your wife, your friend, your significant other, your husband. Just don't cheat on it, cause life can be a bitch. Let us not forget that it's karma's first cousin, and karma don't play that shit. make love to life, make it drip, then speak to the sky or the natural high, loving you more till the day I die. Speak to the sky or the natural high, loving you. Life, new life, make love to it, make it drip, breathe it, live it, love it for real life. Make love to life, because I'm living my best life, taking it all in, taking all that life in cash. Offer, dipping the instrument that I write with deep into its wetness. I'm not asking, waiting, praying, or begging. Just get me deep breath. Bending it over and reaching in with both hands up to my shoulders into the sweetness of life's beehive. Allowing its sticky to coat these lips as I taste its honey. Parting its golden silkiness. Put it in. See, I'm not fucking around in this lifetime with it. I'm going to get mine from life this time. I'm going to fuck the shit out of it. Bust a nut up in it. Lay it down. Spread the legs of it. Go down on it. All the way down in it. Life has so many flavors, and one by one, I'm going to taste it. These lips, suckle it. Life's clit before I stick this man in its entrance. Moan acoustics, moan acoustics, acoustically lyrics. Groan, echo, echo, echo against the walls and shit. If I like it, if she likes it, pinch the soft mounds of it as I play in it. Hold on to the warm breast of it as life's breath rushes. Talk shit to it. Whose thickness is this? Life, tell me how you want it. Tell me that you need it. I want to be in you as seasons change, full play in the fall, winter, and traversing your walls. As summer's gone by, leaves fall, knee deep up into these testicles. Climbing your walls, watching snow cascade as it falls. It's winter, and I'm about to come up in it. Life feels so good when you're living it. I'm about to explode. Plant my seed in it. Life, I'm going to get this motherfucker pregnant. Unload all this protoplasm I've been holding in. Life and I sharing in all these spasms we both keep having them. The strongest ever orgasm. Volcanic are her eruptions as she's coming. The blood pressure of life rushing. Passions released. The inner walls of life squeezed. Glistens are the veins of me. By her slippery, I'm coming. I'm coming and giving her all of me as we proceed in living this life, making love. Making love, learning to live, living to love, learning to live and love, to love and live, learning to live, love and fuck. Anything that wasn't included in the above passage, see, this is my message, living my best life on a mission and on purpose and living, laughing and loving life, shit, fuck it. Living, loving life, shit, fuck it. Living my best life, fucking it, for real, life. Making love to it, for real. Love making, make love to life, for real.
Hold on. Mm-hmm.
No.
You said you was bringing some purity. You brought the purest nasty. You know how when you play a video game, and the last boss, you was the last boss of nasty tonight. Like, if anybody's playing the game of nasty, like, you was the last boss tonight.
Yeah.
Let me, hold on. Because I got to do this. I got to do this right here. Hold on. I got to put this out here right here. My man say, he making love to life, and he was trying to be all sweet, and he was allowing the brilliance of the brush to cross the skin, and, you know, then he's talking about the soul moaning, and then he got the nerve to bring Luther into it. How you going to bring Luther into your nasty, you know? Hey, and so far away. I fell in love with
Yo,
you
before
the second show. And then say, you're going to stick your dick in it.
Yo,
you're going to let the ink drip. You're going to suckle the life's click.
Yo.
Oh, no.
How you going to go
no.
to after seven? You're going to hit Luther and preach. You're going to hit the high on us. Then you're going to hit us with the suckle and the life's clit. And after seven, you're the nasty boss tonight. You're the last opponent.
Hey, man, that was from the book of Leviticus.
You didn't hear this part. I don't think you heard this part.
Oh, I heard
he
it.
He said, I'm gonna get mine from life this time. Fuck the shit out of it. Bust a nut up.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. Why y'all gonna be just analyzing my shit?
Yeah, he showed it. He said it twice. It was so nice
Randy.
He said it twice.
How you gonna hit it twice, bro? Y'all don't hear it, but y'all doing it.
You hit it twice. Look, life over in the corner, sword. Don't talk to me about it.
What?
I'm just saying.
Yo. Life over in the corner trying to recuperate
you know
over there.
Life needs 15 minutes.
Life needs 15 minutes before we come back.
Life over there smoking a cigarette.
That's gonna get me
out fired. Of line, brother. Out of line.
What?
Purity. The purest of nasty is what you brought to the show tonight. But we still appreciate you, man. We appreciate you bringing that peace back with the energy. Look, the way that you spit it is always classic. The way that you do your life is always classic, brother. You got your own signature style. I always appreciate hearing it. I'm glad you finally made it to the show, man, and showcase what you do, brother. You're nasty, but I appreciate you.
And I just want to point out again, that is the perfect blend. Like, when we talk about erotica, you know, do it the way you need to do it, but I enjoy people who know how to have that perfect blend of getting right to the point and saying those words that need to be said, but also giving you that artistic level. So this is a perfect blend. And I want to shout out my brother's jewelry line. Y'all got to go over there to Raw Links, man. He has some real custom-made jewelry, his and hers, universal, is unisex. Go over there, check him out. He has some real dope pieces. I got a few myself, and, you know, I just love what he does. I love
I got
you.
A few myself, too, but I'm still waiting on, you know, my
oh,
two
oh,
champion
oh,
pieces,
oh,
you know
oh,
what I'm talking
oh,
about.
Oh,
I'm just, you know,
oh,
I won
my,
a championship
oh,
in 23, you know, in 22
oh,
and 23. That's back-to-back.
Oh,
I'm a back-to-back champion, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I still ain't got
okay.
I ain't got my hardware. That's all
okay.
I'm saying, you know.
Okay. Okay, this is the right place to be this. This is the right place to be this. Hey, Kim, Kimberly.
It'll be your own people, man. You know, I've been waiting 2 years. I've been waiting 2 years.
Hey, Kim, you opened the door. Okay, let me
hey,
keep
well,
let me
I mean, that's
real
not
quick.
The direction
me,
I was going in. That wasn't my GPS.
I know.
That's my GPS.
I know. I think you set me up the last time, too. Hey, no, let me just say this. Let me say this to everybody. Let me say this right. Epiphany Radio has a fantasy football league. Okay. I forget the name of it right now because Keith, you know, he just messed me up right there real quick. But anyway, we have a football league that we've been doing for a couple of years now. For the last 2 years, I want to just congratulate Keith, the Renaissance poet. He has been a champion. He's won both years in a row. And I'm supposed to be giving to him a Raw Links bracelet that expresses the championship, like as if it was a wrestling belt. You know, because he's won this championship 2 years in a row. He's been whooping ass. I think he's been cheating. But anyway, he's won. But the thing is, what I'm doing is, what I'm waiting for is the perfect jewels and gems to make his bracelet. You are going to receive them, brother. Don't. I had to get some football gems shaped like football. This is hard to do. I don't want to just give you anything. Because it means a lot to me.
I feel
and
you,
I know it's going to mean
feel,
a lot
you
to you.
You don't give you a hard time
and
regardless.
I
give
know,
you a hard
I, it's
time.
Kind of funny. It's kind of funny when you do it. It fucks me up every time because I forget. That was good the way you brought it in. So, you know what I mean? And you know I put my middle finger up, but y'all can't see it. But
I know you did. That's all good.
No, but I want to congratulate
hey,
you.
Hey, everybody
right
don't love a winner. You know, everybody don't love a winner.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. We hate you over there. But I really want to congratulate you, seriously, for winning two seasons back-to-back. You like Kansas City over there. I don't know what you're doing, but congratulations, my brother, and those bracelets, those winning trophy bracelets will be coming to you. I just want to do something special for you. I don't just want to give you anything. That will be, the pictures will be posted, and I will dedicate those bracelets to you right here on Renaissance when they are created.
Hey.
I promise you.
Already. I ain't mad at you. Right. I look forward to seeing what you come up with, brother.
Well, thank you, man. And I want to thank y'all for your time, for allowing me to step up in here and read to you from out of the book of Larry Shannon.
Yeah, exactly. Your personal book. Already. We appreciate you, man. Hopefully you'll be able to make it back to the next show, brother.
Hopefully. Let's hope so. Hey, one love, one mic, y'all. Ready. Love you both.
One love, one mic.
Indeed.
The real, the poet coming through doing his thing, Mr. Nasty Time. We're going to go ahead. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. We got 917. Looks like 347 will be the show killer. We got 917 in the building. 917, what's happening?
Hello?
Hello, 917. Let everybody know who we have on the mic. Hello?
Hi. Okay.
917,
can you hear me? Hi.
I can hear you now, yes.
Peace, love,
good,
and light.
Good, good. Let everybody. Good.
Hi.
Who's this again?
It's Lyrical Movement.
Oh, shit. What's happening, ma'am?
Hi. Happy New Year.
It's been a minute. Hey, yeah, it's absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know.
Man, having a great show. These poets have been showing all their ass tonight. It has just
They are. I was like, I feel so out of the loop. I was just trying to find out. I'm like, who the scoop? I didn't even know. I just was so, you guys are so good together, too. It was just such a great experience. It really, really was.
No, I appreciate that. That means a lot. You know, you're one of the old school poets that have been around. You've been hearing all these shows for a long time. So for you to say that, it means a lot, you know. I still got Kim on the mic, you know. She there for you.
Hey,
what's up, Kim? How you doing?
How are you, Queen? I'm fine. Always good to come through and show love and just represent and, you know, bring a little something, something.
I appreciate that. I'm excited. I can't wait. I get to sit back and be a fan. So, hey, I love and appreciate you showing love. I'm always a bit of fan for years of your work, so I'm excited to hear what you got for us tonight.
I'm going to do one of my favorites.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
You probably heard it out in these streets, but it's important, and I think a lot of us, you know, we fade away after a while. So this is 41 Shots. And it is my favorite.
Oh, shit. I'm ready. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. 41 shots. Another unnamed man was shot. The details are always sketchy until the tape drops. I believe the last one was holding a rock, which looked like a gun. And instead of the taser or the club, they ricochet bullets like patrons make it rain with them dubs. I remember writing 41 shots, sending it to newspapers, screaming at the cops. No justice. No peace. No justice. No peace. How can a mother of a brown child sleep? It used to only be son, but now your daughter can die as well, even if she never tried to run. Is this hunting season? Are we target practice? Why do we die? Why is another coroner telling the morgue to commence for the ride? Another baby without a father. Another grandmother weeping at a funeral, it makes the headlines. And then if circumstances permit, they just fade away in our memory. Like so many accused felons or innocent bystanders never exist. This is painful to write. I don't know whether to fight or flight. Will I be another one? Dying in vain. another unnamed 41 shots. Can you tell the plot? We die. People cry. The police are free to kill again. Is this an epidemic? Are peaceful countries viewing this infrastructure pathetic? When will it end? We all have a friend who had a friend who died before this movement became a trend. I write to them. For every shot, see the essence of my pen. I don't want to die. Neither did Amadou, Garner, Sterling. The names keep whirling in a special brew, too toxic to sip, too harsh to swallow. I ask you, how many soldiers will die tomorrow in a war they never even tried to enlist? If you are numb, I insist you imagine it being your kin, flesh of your flesh, twin of your skin. All I hear is bullet after bullet after bullet. All I see is name after name after name. I can smell the blood stains from windows to walls. When death calls, he might be wearing blue, yelling, put your hands on the car before I Trayvon, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you. And that was 41 shots.
This has always been a powerful piece. Like, every time I heard this piece, and obviously the catalyst being Amadou, but, you know, speaking of Trayvon, Martin Luther King, you know, Malcolm X, all the individuals who have been murdered, but you talked about obviously the soldiers that can be next who are not even trying to be a part of this world, but they can be next. You also pointed out how it's our sons, but it can also be our daughters. Speaking to some of the women who have been, you know, arrested and killed or, you know, fabricated death, like she hung herself in the jail cell type shit that's been happening. It's really a powerful piece. Absolutely love hearing when you do it. It's been a while, but you definitely still spit it with the same flair, the same energy, the same love, the same hope, the same heart. And, man, you know, definitely, you know, need to bring your pen back here. You've been missing.
Thank you, King. I'm going to pull up. Like, I don't know when you guys come on. I need an APB. I need a PBA, CCD, somebody CCD. Like, y'all got to let me know.
We got to get you together. We're going to have to get you together.
Yeah, we'll definitely do better at getting you together. I'll definitely get in your inbox with that. But, yo, you know, I mean, this piece, 41 shots, no justice, no peace. It used to be sons, but now your daughter can die as well. You talked about another baby without a father, another grandmother weeping at a funeral. Like that, just that scene alone is so heartbreaking, and we're still going through this. You talked about, I don't know whether to fight or flight. Will I be another one? Yo, that's a real question. That's a real question out here. Like, you just don't know anymore. Any day, any moment, the fact that we have to train our children, we have to have a certain type of conversation about how to be and don't be too aggressive and don't make any sudden moves and the fact that we have to have those conversations is deep. You said, I hear bullet after bullet after bullet. I can smell the blood stain. Come on. Like, these lines, this piece is so very necessary, and it has lines that make you, like, they sit with you for a moment. You can't even think about the next line too quickly because these lines really sit with you. Like, just think about, I can smell the blood stain. That's
full power. That's full power.
Full power.
Oh yeah, for real want to let you know. He want to say hi to you. He want you to know he heard you.
Hi,
for real.
You know I love you,
don't
for real.
Yeah, he had to let that be known.
I love you. Yeah. I love everybody. You know, just because you don't see me, don't mean I don't love you. Just know that. So thank you for the love.
Right.
I appreciate it.
We love you right back.
But yeah, we definitely appreciate you coming through tonight. We love the fact that you were able to stick around and listen to the show and have the patience to still, you know, be here at the end. Because, you know, not everybody stick around for a three-hour show. We literally are doing a three-hour show. So that says a lot. We appreciate that. And hopefully we get you back next time, make an effort to make sure that the smoke signal hits you straight in the face.
That.
So you know the show is going down.
Thank you. I need a shot.
Already.
All right. I love you guys.
Love you, too.
I really love you, too.
Peace.
All right.
Bye.
Peace.
That's what's up. That is what's up, man. Look. We got a soul killer in the building. Whoever is in here is 347. You're about to end the show. We're going to bring you in right now. 347. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
Yo, what's going on? How y'all doing?
What?
What's happening?
Same
what's happening?
Word is born.
Hey, let everybody know who is on the mic.
Same word is born up in this motherfucker here.
This really paid.
Yo, my
hey,
brother.
Hey, to have a soul
yo,
killer
my,
and it be this motherfucker, man, come on, bro.
It don't
come on,
no
bro.
Don't
you
don't no
have
better.
Lyrical movement and this motherfucker? Come on, bro.
Come on,
that's how you
come
end
on.
The show. That's how you end
I've been
the motherfucker.
Get,
what's happening, man?
I've been trying to get what's up, man? I've been trying to get over here for a minute, man, but it just wasn't lined up, but it lined up tonight, so I made sure I came through. Plus, you know, he bullies me, so I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, you got to pay your tithes, man. You got to pay your fare. You got to pay your fare. Can't nobody play. You got to pay your fare.
Don't put my business out there in the street.
All right, my fault. But I'm glad I could make it.
That's what's up, man.
We're
glad you made it through, man. We got about 9 minutes, so I'm glad that you had enough time to come through here and do your thing, brother. So I'm going to let you come through and end the show with the kill. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
What if chess was a metaphor? What would it be a metaphor for? And who gets the fame for creating this game where white always gets the first move, so black is always on defense or playing catch-up, Lord? Why black got to work twice as hard to get across the boards? Mental oppression is the lesson I question. Why do black girls prefer white dolls? Santa, Tooth Fairy, Jesus, Superman, Batman, most time the president, none of them black at all. So what is a black youth's pride for? Pre-programmed second class? I was valedictorian. She was summa cum laude. But he gonna barely pass, but guess who's my supervisor with his white ass? My occupation feels like the plantation. Black cat, bad luck, bad guys wear black. Was it a black person who started all that? You asked for some respect, and get labeled a rebel. There was an experiment once. Six white guys, six black guys, all engineered. The professor asked the white man to point the four engineers in here. Quickly, he picked four white men. Okay, then. Then he asked the black, but he picked no blacks. How ironic is that? White people have used brainwashed Africans to keep racism intact. They say white lies are harmless. Well, I disagree. White lies do a lot of brainwashing. You ask me, black male, about as bad as being a black male, black ball. See how none of these words sound good at all? Premacy is psychology. You have doubt. But tell me what King Kong and Planet of the Apes is really about. What if Billards was a metaphor? What would it be a metaphor for?
One could argue the green surface serves as Earth's surface, and every colored ball serves a purpose, maybe global military troops or different ethnic groups. Point is, the cue ball's quest is to get rid of and conquer the rest. But in the end, how do you win? When the eight ball is eradicated, after all, which is fine. But the black ball can never win the game. That's how the game is designed. My question is about the creator. What the fuck was on his mind? Because really, what if chess was a metaphor? What would it be a metaphor for?
Yo, you bodied this piece. Give me back the billiards line with the Earth's surface, because first of all, the first thing that popped in my head was boomerang, because you know my man was talking about that like on the pool table. Yeah, you know, give me that one back, brother.
What if billiards is a metaphor? What would it be a metaphor for? One could argue the green surface serves as Earth's surface, and every colored ball serves a purpose, maybe global military troops or ethnic groups. Point is, that cue ball's quest is to get rid of and conquer the rest.
Yo, I can dig it. We the same cat. You know what I'm talking about? We the same cat. That piece right there, brother, the way that you said it, it was cool how Martin said it, but, you know, your bars is out of control, man. The whole piece, like, you definitely did your thing, man, and just the way that you put it together, the way you brought up your lines, the way that you spoke on, you know, white supremacy. You talked about how, you know, how kids see the dolls, and you just really brought it all to life. You painted a picture in such a dope way. Like, it's crazy how you get down with it, man. Like, I always love hearing you spit, man. I'm so glad you made it to the show.
I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, like you had a line in there where you're talking about where the, you know, does the black youth pride fall? My occupation feels like a plantation. You also said, like, ask for some respect, gets labeled as a rebel. But what really, you know, I like how you pointed out the engineering supposedly joke there where, you know, the dude picked four white men and then the brother was asked and he didn't pick anybody black. So, and then, of course, the lines where you're talking about blackmail and black ball and none of those words sound good at all. Like, you just, the way you brought it all together, man, it's amazing how you write, brother. It's dope to hear you. Kim, what you got to say? I know you're ready to say something.
Indeed. Like, he just, I mean, you know, my occupation feels like the plantation. I mean, listen, Keith, did I not tell you this whole week I was on the edge of my bed rocking and shit, debating on whether I should go to work or not? Like, All week, I had that feeling. All week, the pit of my stomach, sick. So definitely feeling that line. But when you talked about the black ball can never win the game, like just talking about that, what's so crazy about the fact that you said that line, the fact that so many of our brothers, like, that's their thing, to go to the bar, get a couple drinks, shoot pool. And then when you think about the object of the game, that in itself is like, shit. Oh, my God, just mind-blowing. And then you had a line in there where you talked about white people use brainwashed Africans. Can you give me that back? I know it's about to end, but I just need to hear that one more time.
Yeah. Mental oppression is the lesson, I question. Why do black girls prefer white dolls? Santa, Tooth Fairy, Jesus, Superman, Batman, most time the president. None of them black at all. So where does a black youth pride fall? Pre-programmed second class.
Yo. Again, a much needed piece. The way you flipped the lines, the way you took reality and then spun it into, you know, what if chess was a metaphor? Just a profound piece. You know I'm a fan of your pen. You know I've learned a lot from you, and I really appreciate you coming through. Thank you. You made my night. Appreciate you.
Know
love
that,
you, my brother.
You know what's so dope about him coming through as a show killer? What's so dope about him coming through as a show killer is it was a that Keith used to hold all the time on the show. And I know that's your boy.
Yeah.
So it's like it falls in the right place for you to come through and kill the show, man. So I definitely appreciate that. I'm glad you made it to the show, man. Hopefully you'll be able to make it through to some more of them.
I will try, man. I was so happy to be able to make it. Shout out to Mama Oladeji, who reminded me that the show was on. I'm not going to lie, Mama Oladeji. Y'all know how she do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't play around.
Not at all. Not at all. But yeah, it looked like the blog talk lady then kicked a lot of people out, but the show's still going. My whole screen just died. So you know how blog talk be doing. Everybody's supposed to be kicked out, but we still talking. But yeah, man, glad you made it to the show. I'm glad that everything went well, man. Hopefully it lines up for you one more time. And anybody who's listening in, if you're still here, this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We will be back in 2 weeks. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Love you, my brother.
Love you, Tim, brother. Love you, love you.